Or just stay tuned, because Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce just so happens to be here right now.
And you stole my thunder. I thought I was, no pun intended, but I was ready to come in with my weather report. You know, you had asked, you know, how's it looking out there when we've had some inclement weather, but Aaron, I have to tell you, it is
it's a beautiful
day outside.
Yesterday was crazy. Did you see, oh, by the way, did you see the rainbow yesterday?
No, but I was really,
Did you see pictures at least?
I was driving down 40.
And it was, there was one, I was telling people afterwards, back in 1998, I was in Colorado and we were driving down this road from Red Cliff to Leadville. And on the right is this big open plain with Colorado's two tallest mountains, Massive and Elbert. And on the left is another open plain that runs up against some other mountains. And in that plain on the left-hand side of the road was this perfect arc, double rainbow. And it was the most beautiful rainbow I've ever seen in my life. And it still is, but the one yesterday is number two.
It almost topped it.
Like the color of the sky and how beautiful it was. Like, I have not seen anything like that in more than a decade.
Want to collect all the photos that were posted on social media. I missed the rainbow.
Yeah. But I'm not going to say I took pictures with my phone while driving down I-40, but I'm not going to say I didn't.
Well, glad that you weren't talking on your cell phone.
I was not
talking on my cell phone in the town of Chapel Hill, which is technically, I guess, illegal. Via ordinance, but it's a beautiful day. It has stopped raining. It'll be a little bit muddy, but folks should come out to the Chapel Hill Young Professionals tonight. We are doing beer, bocce, and barbecue at the American Legion, which is right on Legion Road behind Europa Center. Festivities start at 5:30. It'll be wet, so bring appropriate footwear, but we're going to have a lot of time.
That does affect the bocce, too, doesn't it?
I guess it affects it.
You can't rely on the ball rolling very
It's like a different style of playing. In addition to bocce, we'll have some North Carolina beer. April is North Carolina Beer Month. And Sam Suchoff from The Pig, a young professional himself and, little known fact, former vegetarian, will be there to meet everyone. So this gentleman who has been featured in the New York Times for his barbecue restaurant is a former vegetarian, but we're lucky to have him at Chapel Hill Young Professionals tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 at American Legion. This is open to any young professional, but a special discounted price for chamber members or members of Chapel Hill Young Professionals.
And I saw the American Legion just a couple of weeks ago for the marathon jam, and that's just such a beautiful, gorgeous spot to have an event there. Tucked back away.
A hidden gem. A best kept secret.
So you've got beer, bocce, and barbecue, which are the three B's. And speaking of B's.
Oh, nice segue. Speaking of B's, hot off the press, released today are our finalists. We're really excited. Thank you to those who nominated. Nominated businesses for the Business Excellence Awards. The finalists are. Do you have a drum roll, Aaron?
I do if you give me enough time to pull it up on YouTube. But right now, I've just got to pound on the table.
Okay, thank you for that table pounding. The new business of the year finalists are Green Beagle Lodge, Hickory Tavern, and La Boutique Lane. The finalists for the Innovation Award are UNC Healthcare's Nutrition and Food Services, Accutech, and CommuniGift. For community impact, the finalists are Score Chapel Hill, Carbo Farmers Market, and the Student Health Action Coalition. For University Born, all of these are born out of UNC, Roe, Aban, and Terra Dota. And so we're really excited about celebrating these folks, the finalists for the Business of the Year announced earlier at annual meeting, and we will find out on May 28th at Playmakers who will be the Business Woman of the Year and the Young Professional of the Year. So come out, vote in the People's Choice Awards at carolinachamber.org/bees. This is the Chapel Hill News' former Rose Awards. So this is an opportunity to cast your vote in the People's Choice category and buy tickets to join us on May 28th for a red carpet affair at Playmakers.
Awesome. So who chooses the awards? Which are the People's Choice Awards and which are?
So the finalists that I just read are the finalists, and those are not People's Choice. But we have a whole host of categories for People's Choice. If you go to carolinachamber.org/bees. Also, Chapel Hill News has been featuring this in their marketing. This is just a great opportunity to just celebrate the best of the best.
And that's going to be in May. So at carolinachamber.org/events is the website if you want the full calendar. NorthCarolinaChamber.org, just in general, if you want more information on all of these cool things coming up. So every time the business awards come along, there's always like one category where I'm like, oh yeah, that business definitely is going to end up winning.
And half the time,
when I say that, I'm surprised. Like, I was at the annual meeting last year, I remember, I was like, oh, it's definitely going to be this one. And then another one got announced. I'm like, oh, that's a surprise.
We've often joked about giving Susan Lucci awards. I don't know.
Yes. Are those that have always been nominated but never wins.
But, you know, Susan Lucci finally won
her
Emmy.
I was
Emmys,
really
too.
Disappointed. I was in Disney World that year and we happened to miss the daytime. And there's no reason to watch the daytime Emmys except to see if Susan Lucci won. So, like, it became pointless after that.
Are you a daytime television fan?
Not anymore.
Okay. Not anymore.
Susan Lucci won. That was the only thing to pay attention to. So the B's are next month. Chapel Hill Young Professionals coming up. We mentioned the Cuba trip already, which is going to be really cool.
We're really excited. This is an opportunity in October, but find out for free at our info session Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30 at the Carolina 1663, which is, did I add too many sixes in there? Which is the restaurant at Sheridan Chapel Hill, formerly Shula's, formerly, I would love to know who remembers what the restaurant was called when it was Europa, but either way, you should come find out about this incredible 9-day trip. Airfare from RDU is included. Almost all your meals. It's going to be a trip of a lifetime. You're going to be able to see not only rural and urban parts of Cuba, but you're going to be able to see Cuba before it changes. So this is really an exciting opportunity. Find out, open to all, but it will sell out. So come to the info session Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30 at Carolina 1663.
That's going to be really awesome and a really great opportunity. Like the first time in decades
that we've had
a chance really without having to go to Canada first and then go all the way to try to work our way. This is going to be really terrific.
This is your chance.
I'm excited about this. And then coming up even sooner than that, El Centro Hispano's.
They're celebrating the opening of their Center for Employment and Leadership.
The CEL,
really exciting. They are symbolically, we will have a ribbon cutting and we're partnering with them, but on Sunday at 3 p.m., they're going to gather on the corner of Jones Ferry Road where many folks who are looking for work gather and symbolically walk and move everyone to a place that is better equipped to meet their needs. And so we're really excited about this opportunity. The Center for Employment and Leadership will serve two functions. It'll be a safe place for local day laborers to gather and seek work, but also serve as a safe place for community members to hire workers at the center rather than this.
Domestic workers too, and people over and above just the 50-day laborers who gather. Like, this is a center for a lot of people.
Exactly. And really just and giving them the resources that they need. But this part of they're walking to where it's located on Weaver Street, but this is an opportunity to celebrate an asset in our community. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that, and we'll be cutting the ribbon with them Sunday at 3.
And the more we can get the word out about this and the business community, people in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, because really the obstacle to making this work is making sure that day laborers and also the businesses that typically go by that corner on Jones Ferry and Davie and pick up workers actually go to the center and really commit to making that center a good place.
But it'll be a win-win both for employees and employers. So.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about celebrating with them.
Yeah, definitely. And that's going to be, I know that's been years in coming, so they're excited about it. And it's a really exciting thing for Carrboro and for this entire community. So that's really cool. Kristen Smith, I've got to let you go, but thank you so much. And we will talk to you again next week.
Next week. We'll see you then. Thanks so much, Aaron.